Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
Is this an ego thing amongst dads, I think? Probably not so much moms, but you want your kid to say dad first? Is that like a...
I never believed my kid would say dad first. You know what it is? Okay. I think women invented the language and made mom. Because think about this. Duh, duh. You got to put your tongue up against the roof of your mouth.
Harder.
Mom is almost the sound they make when they're like latching onto your boob. It's like, they're almost saying mom. It's not fair. If there's a child out there that said dad first, I would be floored.
Yeah.
Has your child even said dad yet?
No, not once. He says mom all the time. Mom, 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 mom. Because they also roll into each other real easy when they're
mom,
learning.
Mom, mom, right.
Yeah, mom, 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 mom.
So you got to go. Do you go by dad or pappy?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Try to, yeah.
So he gives a little pop. Closer, mm-hmm. Easier for the kid. I believe that womankind invented dad as D, so it's almost impossible to say. And then the other side is father. Ooh, yeah, call him father. Can't say that either. It's, dude, Orlando Bloom is high. That kid is not going to say dad until they're like, I can't remember, but my kids said definitely mom, milk. They said like 20 things before they said dad.
But
for sure.
But when they finally said mom or dad, you grounded them because we don't do pronouns anymore.
That's
we don't
not,
do gender stuff
that's
anymore.
No. You're allowed to be. It's weird.
I think this kid might have a chance, though. If I was an infant child being held by Orlando Bloom, looking up into his eyes, I might say dad.
Yeah, that's
have
a good point.
Have you seen the, what was it? Was it Kissed a Girl? Which video was the whipped cream and stuff?
Yeah, I kissed a
kissed
girl.
Kissed a girl on Katy Perry? Yeah, kids are going to say mom,
that's,
for sure.
That, fair point.
For sure.
She's got some bonkers on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. What do they have, a boy
she
or a girl?
She prayed for those.
They have a girl.
That's a girl,
girl.
Yeah.
So even though your kid hasn't said dad yet, you were telling me about something with salsa or something?
He's a genius.
So we went to a Mexican restaurant, and we're sitting there, and we're giving him chips, and we're eating the chips, but he's not happy. And we finally figure out it's because we're dipping the chips, and he's not. And he's like, why can't I dip? Like, I see you dipping them.
Shut up!
Yeah. So Angie's like, okay, here's some salsa. Like, I've cooked Puerto Rican food and stuff for you before. Here's some salsa. So he dips it in and takes a bite, and he's liking it, and he's dipping it again, and then his face turns bright red, and his eyes start to water. He has tears coming down his eyes, but he, like, had this moment of, like, I'm not going back. Just, like, he didn't keep dipping it anymore, and we had to pull it away. You proved your point. You're tough.
That is...
Aww.
He just wants what you got.
He's so observant.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just remembers everything.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of kids, who was it? Did you see the Hilaria thing?
No.
Oh, what's her tooth?
Hilaria Baldwin.
Baldwin, yeah.
They just announced they had a kid,
but they're not saying.
Oh, really?
Who? I don't even. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Alec Baldwin's wife.
And it's Hilaria.
It could be
Hilaria. But here's the thing: first off, her name's Hillary, but she changed it, and then there was that whole thing. She got in trouble for all that. But here's the real thing.
Moving on.
They just announced, like, we had a kid 6 days ago. She had a kid in September. So, by my math, there's...
Cheating.
I don't... but they won't say.
Or adoption.
It's right. Just say you adopted a kid.
And they
or you
won't.
It looks like she followed a surrogacy company on Instagram.
So that's what she did.
So it's probably that.
But they're not saying.
So it took Aaron 2 seconds to debunk a story that like TMZ's all over today. Like, how did Hilaria have a second kid? Is that really how she says it?
A lot, yeah.
Because
no, she doesn't.
H's are silent in Spanish. Hilaria.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see Alex's
like
response?
You've got huevos?
No. Oh, he. I heard he blew up.
He said, everybody, yeah.
F off.
Or up.
Okay.
Shut the F up.
He did?
Yeah.
But it's weird that you, I mean, just say, it's none of our business, but then why are you announcing it? Either, like, you came out and said we had another baby, and then you're not willing to say how through the miracle of whatever. Just say we had a surrogate, and it's like, oh my God, yay for surrogates, and we'll hashtag that, or hashtag adoption agency, hashtag something.
The response to his tweets were brutal.
Bad backlash.
They kept calling her a baby machine. You know, why don't you explain this? You went ahead and said this, so why don't you give us some
details?
Just,
I mean, even if you can't really get pregnant right away, like your body's not healed. Uh-huh. And even if she got pregnant a month or so after, that would be an extremely premature baby.
He's got 6. All of them are like...
This is 7.
Yeah, it was super young and one old one.
Yeah, so he's got 6 with Alaria, mm-hmm. I believe, and 1 before.
Yeah.
I think.
Or 2.
Thought it was just 1 because her announcement was 7. The way she announced this kid was here's 7.
Oh my God.
And the story said that she had 6 with her husband and including his oldest daughter, who is whatever
20 some years old.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because she, when they roasted Alec Baldwin a few years ago, she came because she's like almost 30 maybe, and she roasted him for being a bad dad and you were never around, all that stuff. Yeah, it
was funny. She is older.
She's way older, yeah. But that is something we ran into when we were pregnant, when my wife was pregnant.
Okay.
All the Instagram baby, like, pregnancy pages
that
get this huge following because they're pregnant. You follow their journey. And then the second the baby's born, please respect our privacy.
You can't do that.
You looked me in this whole time. Show us the baby.
You have to show more. You can't just shut it
off.
You're
right.
And if you came out like Mufasa holding up the baby, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mufasa holding up Simba. Yeah, then you have to say a little more. Don't you?
I think so.
Respect our privacy.
Or Rafiki, yeah.
Wait, no,
it was the monkey.
And Michael Jackson over the railing, too.
Oh, that too, yeah. I was picturing that when Slacker did that move. I was like, oh, yeah, it's like Michael Jackson
That's
balcony.
One of those.
Yeah.